Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Geffner, joined now by Norwalk girls soccer coach Andrew Messer. And your team now, Andrew, is 8-2-3 overall, 4-1 in the Little Hawkeye Conference. Most recently, you had senior night on Tuesday, 8-0 win over Pella Christian. How many seniors on the team were honored, and what kind of made the night special for you?
Well, being senior night is always a special night. We have six seniors, and the nice thing about that night was we were able to get them all on the field. They were playing. They were part of the action the entire time. It wasn't one of those situations where we put the players on for 2 minutes and then take them off. It was they were in and out the entire time, and the seniors were definitely part of that 8-0 victory. So that made that night pretty special.
Braylon Clark's been one that hasn't been able to play this year. Was she able to get in there at all on senior night?
No, unfortunately not. She's doing a fantastic job for us. Everything she can possibly do off the field, she's basically, a coach on the sideline. She's coaching her teammates. She's cheering them on. She's helping them, see things that they're not seeing on the field. She's doing everything she possibly can to make a difference on this team, and we're very, very happy to have her. The circumstances aren't favorable, but she's making everything out of it that she possibly can, and so we're very thankful for her.
And then as we take a look back, last weekend you were at the DCG Urbandale Classic. You went 1-1. I got a 4-1 win over North Scott. You lost to Independence 1-0. And then you followed that up on Monday with a 2-0 win at Urbandale, another team that had been ranked prior in 3A. What are some things that stood out against those really three quality opponents in a quick amount of time there, a four-day stretch?
Yeah, we had, what was it? It was 4 games in 5 days. So it was a lot of soccer. Credit to Independence for getting that goal. They got a goal on us right at the very beginning of the second half. And then they put on their shell, and we couldn't get a goal on them. So they did everything they could to win that match. I think we'll want that one back, but we're looking forward now. We're not going to dwell on that. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of soccer, but I think some girls stepped up. I thought a lot of growth happened. At the beginning of the season, we were concerned that we were going to be, not able to create opportunities. Now, that kind of happened in Independence, but that was a little bit different of a story. We've been able to find opportunities. We've been able to create goal-scoring opportunities, and I'm really excited about this postseason. The girls are excited. They're having fun. And I think this last weekend of soccer is hopefully going to, the win's going to kind of push us forward. The loss is going to teach us about our mistakes and hopefully get us ready for the postseason that we, as much as we possibly can.
And what are some of the specific improvements that you've been seeing overall here over the last couple of weeks?
Well, if you look at our record, we're still a lot of girls are scoring. And you can't just guard one, because if you guard one, then somebody else is going to be wide open. But we're finding those opportunities. We're making the runs. We aren't watching somebody else, just pass the ball. We pass it and we're looking for something else. I don't want to go too much into our strategy, but it's been fun seeing the girls kind of have those aha moments about, I can run to this space, and that creates openings. And hey, even if I run and I don't get the ball, that's creating space for somebody else. Just that aha moment of this is soccer. It's starting to happen, and we're really, really excited.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk girls soccer coach Andrew Messer on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. You've held 8 teams scoreless out of 13 matches, so your defense has been getting the job done as well. DCG is the only team to score more than one goal against you in a match. Who are some of those girls on the defensive backside that maybe don't get the headlines but are really getting the job done?
I love that question. Oh, my goodness, I love that question. Before I answer your question, I was a defender, too, when I played soccer, and there's a saying, the fact that defense doesn't get any glory, but, offense sells tickets, but defense wins championships. And all four of our back line has been doing a fantastic job going from left to right. We got Addie Stillman. This is her first year playing significant time on the field. She's a senior. She stepped up into a role that that we're really happy with. Paige Nichols is another one. She's playing center back for us. She's tough. You know, nobody gets by her unscathed. You know, she's a bruiser out there, and she's really good on the ball. Ellie Doolin is one that saw a little bit of playing time, you know, the last couple of years, but has never found a role. I shouldn't say found a role. She's done a great job of being a role in previous years, but it's always been kind of a Swiss Army knife role where she can go play forward. She can play defense. At 1 year, her freshman year, she was our keeper for crying out loud. So she's been everywhere on the field, and we're really happy to have her, you know, be able to focus in on one position. So she's playing center back, and she's doing a great job. And then we got Tatum Miller, who is on the outside right, and she's not afraid to, you know, get back on defense, but also be part of the attack. You know, the team knows that when Tatum takes the ball up, somebody will support her, and something good's going to happen. So those four girls have been doing an awesome job. Pearl Brown is playing a holding mid for us, so she's part of that defense. I think that's a position that if you don't know soccer or you're not really paying attention, you don't realize how big of a role that is. And she's doing a fantastic job. She was playing our winger last year, and now we've got her back on that holding mid part. And she's just done a great job there. And obviously can't say enough about Katie in the back. Katie Litke in the back as a keeper. You know, she's come off of a great season for wrestling, and I think that has only boosted her abilities as a soccer player. Her confidence is through the roof. She's strong. She's not afraid to come out of the goal. She's not afraid to make a great stop. She's already had a few game-saving goals. Saves. We're really happy with her. So, yeah, those five girls back there have been doing an absolute fantastic job, you know, stepping up to roles that maybe they're not used to. You know, they haven't been doing years prior, but now they're doing it. They're doing it well. So, great question. Yeah, we are absolutely thrilled with our defense and what they've been doing for us.
Well, glad to ask it and glad you were able to talk about a very integral part of the team there, that back line of defense. And as we move on here, we're getting down towards the end of the regular season. Indianola at Indianola on Tuesday to finish out the regular season of the Little Hawkeye Conference. And then you got a triangular at home against Lewis Central and Waverly Shell Rock, two teams now ranked above you on Friday. And then at Johnston on May 19th to close out the regular season. What do you want to see here in this closing stretch, and how important is it to finish strong over these last four games?
Well, I love the way that we're ending the season. You know, we're going to go up against some really high-level teams, and I don't want anything else. I don't want to play a team that we're going to easily handle. I want to take on teams that are going to challenge us and teams that are going to force us to be our best. And I think that's going to springboard us into the postseason. You know, with Waverly being number one, what an amazing opportunity for us to really challenge and see what we've been able to put together this season. Lewis Central, you know, last year they were kind of our Achilles heel, where we beat them and then all of a sudden they beat us again when it mattered. And I think that's going to be an amazing opportunity for us to get our mental game on. Right, they beat us mentally last time, and so maybe this year we can focus and beat them mentally. And then Johnston to finish everything off. I mean, what a better way to play against a high caliber team, a 3A team that's you know, they're going to bring everything to us. So we're excited. I'm really excited as a coach for the way that we're going to be ending this season. Lots of opportunity. It's also kind of a special season because by that time, brackets are going to be decided. And, you know, it makes it a little bit different because we're not so worried about what our ranking is, but much more worried about, okay, what last season tweaks can we make? What improvements can we make? And what kind of mental, you know, focus are we? Have we? You know, all those things. And I think that the last four games in our season are just going to do that. So really excited about that.
Absolutely, Coach. And those pairings, we're hearing rumblings that they're coming out pretty soon.
Yep, they should be next week sometime.
And right now you're in a pretty good spot, number 7 in the rankings, to at least have a shot to host your way to the state tournament, or at least have the opportunity.
Yep, absolutely. That was our goal at the beginning of the season. We wanted to be in that top 8 so we can host and give ourselves the best opportunity to get to state.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time. That's Norwalk girls soccer coach Andrew Messer on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Good luck here on this final stretch of the season.
Thank you.